Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Acts, the 17th chapter, verses 22 through 31. It says, "And Paul stood in front of the Areopagus, and he said unto all those that were standing there, to all those Athenians, I see how extremely religious that you all are in every way. For as I went through the city and I looked carefully at all the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, To an unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, He who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is He served by human hands. As though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor, he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the time of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live. So they would search for God and prepare, and perhaps grope for him and find him. Though he indeed is not far from each one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. And even some of your own poets have said, For we too are His offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mere mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now He commands all people every day and everywhere to repent, because He has fixed a day on which we will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed. And to this He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead." The word of God this day for us as children. Thanks be to God.